A new report by the Justice Department may be signaling the end of America's prison boom. The study says nearly three decades of massive state prison population increases appear to be leveling off. Frank Zimring is a professor of law and director of the Earl Warren Legal Institute at the University of California in Berkeley. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, sir.
Fill us in on some of the details of this new Justice Department report.
Well, the statistics all by themselves would not seem to be terribly exciting. Over the entire of the year 2000, there was modest expansion in U.S. prison populations. But over the last 6 months of the year 2000, there was relative stability. And that really is an awful lot like that game when Joe DiMaggio didn't get a hit. Mm-hmm. After he'd been hitting safely in 56 games in a row, it was pretty significant when the streak came to an end. And the streak that is coming to an end in the growth of the U.S. prison population is one in which, for 28 years in a row, there has been nothing but extremely significant growth in the U.S. prison population.
So what's led to this decline?
Part of it is that we have had a declining crime rate in the United States for 8 years. At some point, the prison population had to stop defying gravity. Sooner or later was going to stabilize the prison population. It happened later rather than sooner.
How about attitudes toward incarceration? Has there been any change there that's led to the stabilization, do you think?
Well, you can only tell that indirectly. What had happened over the 8 years prior to the year 2000 to compensate for the fact that you had fewer felons, a larger percentage of felony convictions was leading to imprisonments, and for the first time, what you also had was that significantly longer prison sentences were being handed out. Now, I think those sentences are still getting longer, but I think that part of the reason why the expansion has stopped is that in one significant growth area, and that is drug crime, I think that there's probably a diminished public support for ever-increasing prison.
This report also mentions, again, that minorities, especially young black men, still make up a highly disproportionate number of prisoners.
Yes, and I think that African Americans and other disadvantaged minorities were always a greatly disproportionate share of the prison population that we have. What happens is, as the prison system grows tremendously, it isn't that that disproportionate impact increases. It stays about the same. And it's sort of good news and bad news. The good news is that the increase may stop. The bad news is that at that historically high level, there probably will not be any significant decrease in the share of black and Latino men that find themselves in America's prisons and jails. That process won't get any worse. That doesn't mean that there's any indication that the disproportionate share is going to get any better.
Thank you very much, Professor.
My pleasure.
Frank Zimring is a professor of law and director of the Earl Warren Legal Institute at the University of California in Berkeley.